American Injustice, One Man's Battle Against Corruption and Retaliation. This book is more than my personal story. It is a warning. It is a testament to what happens when government corruption goes unchecked, and when those in power wield the legal system as a weapon against the people they are supposed to serve. I never asked for this fight. I never sought out enemies in the government. I never imagined I would become a political prisoner in my own country. But when you challenge corruption, when you stand up to those who believe they are untouchable, they do everything in their power to silence you. I was arrested, prosecuted on false charges, exiled from my own home, and even forcibly committed to a mental institution, all because I refused to stop speaking out. This wasn't about just me. This was about the Constitution, about free speech, about the fundamental rights that every American is supposed to have. My story is proof that tyranny doesn't always come in the form of a dictator or a military coup. Sometimes it wears a badge. Sometimes it sits behind the judge's bench. Sometimes it drafts laws designed to suppress those who dare to dissent. This is my story. This is the truth they tried to bury. And this is why I'll never stop fighting. If they can do this to me, they can do it to anyone. The battle over the Mississippi state flag and the Confederate monuments had been simmering for years. But by 2016, it had erupted into a full-scale political war. Across the South, symbols of the Confederacy were being pulled down, vilified, and erased in the name of progress. To some, it was an overdue reckoning with a painful past. To others, it was a dangerous rewriting of history. For me, this fight was about something far more fundamental than statues or flags. It was about democracy, the Constitution, and the unchecked power of those in office. I never saw myself as an activist. I was a Marine Corps veteran, a journalist, and a father. My life had been shaped by discipline and duty, molded by an oath that didn't expire when I took off the uniform. That oath, to support and defend the Constitution, wasn't conditional. It wasn't subject to the changing tides of public opinion. It didn't bend to political correctness or the loudest voices in the room. So when I saw politicians and activists disregarding the will of the people, erasing history, and trampling constitutional rights in the process, I couldn't sit by and watch. I had no choice but to stand up. The deeper I got into the fight, the more I saw how little government officials actually cared about the Constitution they claimed to uphold. Transparency? A joke. Accountability? Non-existent. And the more I pushed for answers, the more resistance I faced. At first, it was just bureaucratic red tape. Public records requests ignored, officials refusing to engage. But when those tactics failed to silence me, they escalated their efforts. The whispers started first. Rumors spread to discredit me, to paint me as an extremist. Then came the harassment, the intimidation. They wanted me to back down. But nothing could have prepared me for what came next. Looking back, I see 2017 as the turning point. That was the year my activism transformed into something far more dangerous, at least in the eyes of those in power. That was when I became a true threat to the system. And that was when they decided to destroy me.